Shalom. We're in Inaya, Rav Kook's commentary on the Agadita on the Masechet Shabbat. Piska Pei, that's 80, in the first chapter of Masechet Shabbat. And the Gemara here, on Daf Yud Zayin, page 17, reads as follows. We won't go through the whole Gemara that we've seen the last couple of times, where it talks about Hillel and Shammai on the day where Shammai outnumbered Hillel, and they decreed that all wine, you have to do Netilat Yadayim for wine. We won't again get into when this applies, when it doesn't apply, to wash your hands, to purify your hands for wine, but not for oil. And so what did they do? Natsu Cherev beBeit HaMidrash. They stuck a sword into the floor of the Beit Midrash. Amru anichnas yikanes vayotze al yotze. Anybody who wants to come in can come, but nobody's leaving. We don't. Beit Shammai doesn't want to lose their majority. Ve'oto ayom, and this is where we got up to. Oto ayom, that day, haya Hillel kafuf v'yoshev lifnei Shammai. Hillel, the chief rabbi of the Beit Midrash, of Beit Hillel, was sitting hunched before Shammai, ke'echad min ha-talmidim, as if he was one of the students. Vaya kashel Yisrael kiyom shenasa bo ha-egel. And it was a day which was as difficult for Israel as the day when we made and served the golden calf.
Shammai wasn't kosher?
Rav Kook is going to explain what's the connection between the golden calf and what's going on. V'gazur Shammai v'Hillel v'lo kiblu mehem. Hillel accepted Shammai's opinion, as we said, out of modesty. He accepted himself like a student in front of Shammai, but the students who voted did not accept the decrees. Va'atu talmidayu v'gazur v'kiblu minayu. But the students did accept these decrees. What's going on here with the students, as opposed to the rabbis, Rav Kook discusses in the next paragraph. But what we're going to discuss today is why this is connected with Hillel's personality, Shammai's personality, and how it's connected with the golden calf. Let's see it inside. Hillel ish hachesed. Hillel is a man of kindness. Rav Kook says right out from the beginning, this is something that he does very often in Einaya. By the way, it's one of the interesting, more modern ways of study that you'll find in all of the Wissenschaft people, Gretz and all the historians. Whenever they talk about one of the Tanaim or Amoraim, they get into his personality, his family life, and how it affects his different ma'amarim. And in the Beit Midrash, we don't do this all that much, but Kook does it a lot. And what it's a very logical, simple thing to do, if you have enough bekiut today on the computer, it's very easy to do. You just run Hillel's name throughout Shas, and you see who Hillel is, what his personality is. And the common denominator is that Hillel is a ish chesed. It begins with his Piskei Halakha, that in 9 out of 10 times, Hillel is more lenient than Shammai. That's something that we're going to speak about, why Shammai was more stringent, was more strict, and Hillel more lenient. But Rav Kook says, right from the outset, Hillel was more easygoing. Ra'a et ha-chayim kulam b'tzidam ha-tov. He was more optimistic. And here Rav Kook, obviously, is identifying more with Hillel. Rav Kook is Mr. Optimism. All of his books are called Orot, the lighter side of tshuva, the positive side of war, the positive side of everything. Nevertheless, as we'll see, there is a time when stringence and strictness and Beit Shammai is correct. Okay? But in general, we paskin, we hold like Beit Hillel. And why? Beit Hillel loves life, and he loves all of life. He loves the world, b'tzidam ha-tov. He sees the good side of every aspect of life. Gam et ha-nefesh ha-noshit, ra'a be'eino ha-tahora. He sees man's nefesh, the personality, in its pure form, biyoter in its purest form, betzida hatov uvitchunotea hayafot. Man is beautiful. Mankind is beautiful. There's room for optimism. And that's why Beit Hillel doesn't see so much need for stringency. Let a person live. Let life run. This theme of life is a very, very common theme in the writings of Rav Kook. I actually found, about 2 weeks ago, a clip from a newspaper from Tuf Resh Pei Zayin. Lamed Tishrei Tuf Resh Pei Zayin from the newspaper Doar Hayom. I believe it was Itamar Ben Avi, if I remember correctly, was the son of Eliezer Ben Yehuda, was the editor.
What year is that?
1926. October 8th, 1926. And one of the things that I do in the Beit HaRav Kook is I go through a lot of the old newspapers, and you find like unpublished material, and there's forgotten material, was published 90 years ago, and there's an unbelievable thing here. Now, as soon as I saw this, I obviously went to see the repercussions and the reactions of the Haredi community, and you could all take an educated guess, and it would be correct. Rav Kook is talking about playing soccer, the importance of sport. And as you all know, in the time of Rav Kook, there was a lot of metach, a lot of tension, because the soccer games were being played on Shabbat, and it was involved with the desecration of Shabbat. And Rav Kook held a meeting with Yosef Yekutieli, who was the head of the Maccabi organization, which still exists, Maccabi Tel Aviv, you've all heard of it. And this Yekutieli gives a summary, a three-paragraph long summary of what Rav Kook said to him about sport. Now, obviously, it's not word for word Rav Kook. Nevertheless, three long paragraphs where Rav Kook did not deny that which was written here. As opposed to, for example, the famous drasha at the opening of the Hebrew University, where Rav Kook was misquoted, he came out very strongly and explained that he was taken out of context, etc., etc. Rav Kook knows how to deny and how to explain himself, if not at the right time, at least afterwards. Here, this is what he said about sport. I'll read it in Hebrew, because most of you understand Hebrew, and I'll translate as I go. Hasport hu davar shebikdusha. Sport is something which is holy. Hatnua ha-makabit hi echad ha-yesodot hachi chashuvim b'tnuat ha-tchiyah shelanu. The Maccabee movement, the movement of sports, mainly soccer and basketball, is one of the most important basic elements, important elements of the national revival. Hey, Jews, for 2,000 years, really weren't into sports. The fact that Jews are once again playing sports is something very positive. Besport yesh harbei adinut vatzilut nafshit. Sport is something which refines a person, which gives you, how would you say, atzilut?
Nobility.
Nobility. Hashkafati ala itamlut nitparsama zamikvar velo shiniti ota. Rav Kook here is referring to the famous Piska, Norot HaTchiya, Perek Yud Chet, I believe, no, Lamed Bet, where he writes that the sport that the young people in Israel are doing is holy. And it completes the Yichudim that the Kabbalists do. And Rav Kook here is saying, I did not change my opinion. I still believe that sport is something very important. Yesh ba harbe idealiyut. There is a lot of idealism in sport. Aleinu la'ashiv la'amenu et gvurat giborei Yehuda. We have to return to the Jewish people, who for 2,000 years were basically pin pushers, and we have to return to the strength of Judah, of David HaMelech, King David, hanechutzal lanu, which is necessary lebinyan ha'uma va'artza, in order to build the nation and our land. Deya mishubesheti, it is a crooked opinion, hadeya hamitnageret l'sport, He says, those who oppose Swart, he's referring to the rabbis of the Haredi community, their opinion is mishubeshet, is crooked. It's not a straight opinion. Deyazu eina matima lechayim v'lemetziut. This opinion is not applicable to an approach of life and reality. You have to be, life is normal, and the physical sport is part of life. Hein anu omrim melech chafetz b'chayim. This is a quote that I found several places in the writings of Rav Kook, where he uses this term, which we add to the prayer in the Yamin Noraim, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that God is a lover of life. What does it mean, a lover of life? Rav Kook is saying in this context, normal life, a healthy soul in a healthy body. V'lachein aleinu lilachem neged ha-michsholim shebedarkenu. We have to fight to overcome those who oppose the return to physical strength, to sport. Aleinu lichazek et kochotenu ula'amtzam lebinyan ha'uma. We have to strengthen our physical body and our bravery to build the people of Israel. Aval mitzad sheni asur lanu lichalel et ha-shabbat. Obviously, he goes on to say, this is all fine and clear, and it's an ideal, but not on Shabbat. And that's obvious. The chidush, obviously, the Haredim, they have a periodical called Digleinu at the time, which went crazy. You know, how could you say Melech Hafetz B'chaim is talking about physical life? It's talking about spiritual life. It's talking about spirituality and Torah. And they just didn't understand what Rav Kook is saying. And here, Rav Kook is saying, this is the approach of Hillel. This is the approach of Torah Eretz Yisrael, where not only is there nothing wrong with life, life is something natural and godly. He is the one who created us this way. Ubemet leish yashar ohev chesed utzdaka, to a person who is straight, honest, about chesed. You remember, Hillel is mitzdayen, he specializes in chesed. You'll remember the story in Masechet Shabbat, where the two people bet, you know, that one said to the other, I can get Hillel angry. The other said, I bet you can't. And they bet a lot of money. And he comes to him on a Yom Shishi Friday afternoon when Hillel's in the shower. And he starts yelling, Mikan Hillel, where's Hillel, who's Hillel? And Hillel comes out with the shampoo in his hair. And he said, ask him some really stupid question, you know, about why Asians have long heads, or why, really, in order to get him angry. And he answers him very patiently, and he does it three times. And if I remember correctly, the fourth time, the person says, Shelo yirbu kamocha b'Yisrael. I hope there nobody else will be like you. He's ranking out the Gadol Ador, the head of the Sanhedrin. So Hillel says, why not? He says, well, because I just lost a lot of money over you, because I bet. And this is the approach of Hillel. He's very patient. Utzdaka, charity. Asher pniyato pnimit hi letov uliyosher. He sees the good of life in a beneficial, a positive, optimistic way. Lo tazika simcha mitrachevet. Yismach v'yalos. There's nothing wrong with being happy. If you remember what we saw last week, was that Hillel says, there's nothing, why should we have to purify our hands in order that all of our happiness be around something spiritual? A straightforward person, there's nothing wrong with having happiness and pleasure, even in secular things. What do you want to say?
It just occurred to me that in that story, the greatness of Hillel is what he didn't say afterwards. Anybody else, a very nice person, would say in a very friendly way, son, you kind of just bet on the wrong guy. But he didn't try to make his...
He didn't rub it in.
He didn't rub it in. Uh-huh. Anybody else would have.
Yiranen v'yiroa, kirov l'simchato yitav libo. Rav Kook is bringing different psukim, which says that it's good to be happy. V'chein teromem nafshon la'asot mishpat v'tzedakah v'livchor b'derech Hashem ha'tova. This is Hillel. Omnam, אם היו ישראל מגיעים למידה זו לפי מידתו של הלל, if all of Israel was on the level of הלל, that they could live a life of pleasure and goodness and bring the holiness out of sport, like Rav Kook says, אז היה ראוי להרחיב גבולות השמחה גם כן. Then everyone would agree that we would need any of these rabbinical decrees, which make life that much more difficult. אמנם השקפת החסד, but the philosophy of Hillel, of chesed, of goodness, kindness, עוד איננה מקפת את המציאות כולה. We cannot apply it yet to the world as it is in the way that we live. This lenient opinion, this accepting opinion, to accept everything and everyone and every topic in such a benevolent way, this optimism is a little premature. We're not there yet. And that's why the decision was passed that you have to purify your hands before drinking wine. V'metziut Torenu, and the metziut, reality, teaches us very clearly שיש בחיים שבנפש האדם גם כן הצד הרע. You can't be naive. There is a problematic side of man. The יצר הרע, the evil inclination. הכוח המתפרץ לבלוע כל קודש. And unless you direct it and harness it, it's going to be a problem. וכל זמן שהשורשים הרעים נמצאים, as long as the problematic roots are found in man and in mankind, הנה בהתיר לו השמחה מתרחבת מצד הנטייה הטבעית ביותו לזה מודרך, הנה שחוק וקלות ראש מרגילים לערבה. Rav Kook brings here the Mamar Chazal from Pirkei Avot, that Adrabah, happiness brings to lightheadedness, which brings to Gilui Arayot. Right? We see it today with people on the internet and pornography and Hasimcha tifrodz gvula vachrita tuga. Regarding most people, unfortunately, if you just let them be happy and have pleasure, eventually they will be sad. In other words, also in this world and also in the world to come. In the world to come, because they're going to get so set into physical pleasure, they're going to lose their priorities. And in the world to come, they'll regret it. But also in this world. Something that we've seen in the past, we mentioned many times the Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim, where he says that most of the bad in the world, in this world, also comes from overindulgence in physical pleasure. Overeating and oversleeping and laziness and drinking and alcohol and etc. So Rav Kook is saying, where man is at now, this happiness is going to be counterproductive.
But I thought that in the time to come, the halacha is going to be more like Beit Shammai and more stringent.
Rav Kook doesn't relate to that here. V'tasir hod kedushatan shel Yisrael mehem, v'tamit, right, and the halo of holiness, which is above our heads, here Rav Kook is beginning to hint to the Egel HaZahav, right, where in the sin of the golden calf, we had the halo, we had the crowns, and because of the sin of the golden calf, we had to take it down. Rav Kook is saying, that's where we are today. We don't have the hod kedushatan, v'tamit hadrat midot hakedusha v'atzniut shein moreshet kilat Yaakov. And unfortunately, there is a lack of tzniut, a lack of modesty, as we saw in the Egel HaZahav, where we didn't have enough discipline, and we got to, Chazal say, that there were sins of adultery and idolatry and everything bad that was happening at the sin of the golden calf.
Murder, they killed Chur.
Right. Murder. Alken, Shamai, shehikir yafe gam ken et hatzdadim ha'ra'im sheyesh b'nefashot. Shamai was a realist. Shamai was more realistic. Maybe a little more pessimistic, and that's why he was so strict and stringent. Also strict personality-wise, and also stringent halachic-wise. There's a time to be lenient, and there's also a time to be strict. Vehora shelo b'chol et ro'i li'tnayeg b'nachat van v'tanut. Shammai said, of course Shammai also was pleasant. Of course he did chesed. Of course he had patience. but not as much as Hillel. There is a time to be strict. Ki yeshnam kshei oref ka'ele shem lo yidachu be'emet be'amata binyan yitnasu l'kakeya tabira kula. Here Rav Kook is referring to that same story, that same Gemara, where a person who wanted to convert to Judaism said, came to Shammai and says, teach me the whole Torah in a nutshell, standing on one foot. And Shammai, according to one opinion, the word Shammai literally means like Shamaut. It's somebody who was an appraiser.
Assessor. Yeah, appraiser.
Somebody who was like a mahandes, an engineer who appraised building. And that's why he had a measuring stick. And he pushed this guy away with a measuring stick. And one of the opinions is, what does it mean, the measuring stick? That's exactly what we're talking about.
That's the
measuring stick is that you have to be exact. You can't be too kind when it comes to halacha. Even if the guy wants to learn Judaism in a nutshell, the answer is no.
That Judaism might have been the answer to the question in a nutshell, though. In other words, the answer to what's Judaism in a nutshell, that law is measured.
Yeah. Yeah. And there is that aspect that law is measured. And that's the time to be strict like Shammai. Again, getting back to what we learned last time, Shammai saw that the idea of having happiness outside of the spiritual and religious world is going to be problematic, and that's why he made the decree that you have to purify your hands before wine, which symbolizes happiness. Like the other nations of the world, where we see where their happiness leads them to bars, to getting drunk, to lightheadedness. He says we have to be careful in Am Yisrael as well from this type of happiness. And Jews need even more shmira. Right? As we've said many times, Chazal say that Jews, when they're good, they are likened to the stars in the heaven. But when Jews are bad, they're lower than the lowest of the Kafar Asher al Sfatayam. See, what's the guy's name? Bernie Madoff. Can look at what a Jew
Madoff can
do.
Madoff with all the money, right.
Yeah, can do when they're bad, right? The Jewish mafia, etc. And therefore, Davka, in the words of Sammy Levinson, Jews are like everyone else, just more so.
Right.
And therefore, we need more guidelines than the non-Jews. Mikol kilkolu pritzad geder, especially when it comes to things which can lead to lightheadedness, which can lead to drunkenness, which can lead to a lack of tzniut, men and women together, etc. Anshabit siya dvarim rafim ka'ele lifnei Hillel, so that when Shammai suggested these weakening things, these decrees which weaken a person's happiness, which limit his happiness, lifnei Hillel, ish ha-chesed ve'atov, ha-roe b'chol adam et atzarato v'na'ala shebo, lo batza on litnaged. Hillel accepted Shammai's opinion. Because of his easygoingness, he didn't want to fight about it. And in this case, as we're going to see, Rav Kook says he was correct. V'kafaf et midato anocha v'atova l'man ha'emet ha'brura shebamitziyut. Shammai convinced Hillel of the present day situation, that today we're not in Yemot HaMashiach yet. You can't be naive, and we need a lot of decrees, a lot of guidelines to keep people online. And there, that's why the Gemara says, "Vaya kafuf yoshev lifnei Shammai keechad min ha-talmidim." On that day, Hillel was humbled, and he sat like a student before Shammai, accepting Shammai's opinion. Lakachat mipiv Torah b'idiyato ofanim shiuchal atzad ha-rasha b'nefashot litorer ayedei hidrachvut ha-chesed lein gvul. About the problem, Shammai pointed out to him that if you do too much chesed, you do people a favor by being lenient, 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 in the end you're not doing them a favor. And we all know and have seen children who are spoiled by their parents. And parents don't want to set guidelines, and they think they're doing a child a favor by letting him go to sleep whenever he wants to, and not going to school, and not doing his homework, and anarchy. And in the end, Shlomo HaMelech says, Chosech Shivto Sonet Beno. Somebody who doesn't discipline his child is hating his child. He's not doing him a favor. In the short term, it seems like you're being lenient. You're doing him a favor. Hillel realized that as mankind is today, you're not doing them a favor by being over-lenient. In other words, now is not the time for chesed. Lahatir gamken simcha morchevet bein matara shel tara v'achanat kelim torim na'otim. Until we prepare the proper framework of tahara, i.e. netilat yadayim, purifying the hands, then we're going to have problems. Omnam Shammai bitzio et atzadara. When Shammai spoke about the pessimistic side of mankind, that we need more guidelines today, hayat tzarich la'avir et kol ha'migra'ot shenidbeku b'Yisrael ba'avonenu. V'she'al ken en tzrichim shmira b'yoter la'agen al ha'kedusha ha'elohit ha'mitalechet imayim. V'hine b'yom shenasa ha'egel. Now Rav Kook is tying it in with the golden calf. Why is this day like the day of the golden calf? Because on that day, hayu micholot v'simcha, the Jews were dancing and singing. Targum Unklus, how does he say it? Chingot. Okay, and they were making a chinga, which is today slang in Arabic, the same word for lightheadedness. Ha'am b'ra'o ayat zohel v'sameach u'mizeh nifra ma'od. And this bothered, changed us for the bad. Vayar Moshe ta'am ki paruahu. Moshe Rabbeinu saw that these slaves who had just left Egypt were not ready for life, as it is, for that lenient life, for allowing everything, or for allowing a lot. And they were misusing it. Ki pra'o aron l'sham tzam b'kamehem. Al yedei ha'simcha shel ha'olelut. Because we weren't ready for it, we were misusing that happiness. And the rabbis say, what does it mean? And the people went down to play. Kedivrei Chazal, the Gemara, or the Midrash, Rashi brings it down. They even transgressed the three cardinal, the three most serious sins on that day as a result of that misuse of happiness.
Right, and
they weren't ready for it.
All the time.
Uma haya hatzorich litaken kolele. Right? How much there was a need to put more decrees, to put more stringencies. Ve'ata hored ad yecha me'alecha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the people, take off your crowns. You don't deserve the crown. In other words, you're not there yet. Eventually, yes, but not yet. Eventually, there is the approach of Hillel will be true, that we will use the physical world and the happiness and sport, etc., for good, but we're not there yet. I'll say parenthetically, as we've seen before in Rav Kook, Rav Kook talks about mankind as just like the individual slowly but surely matures, so too mankind also matures. And then our generation is ready for that Torah Eretz Yisrael. That's why God returned us to the land of Israel. The land which is based on a Torah of life. A Torah where a person works for a living and serves in the army and plays basketball and music and all of these physical things, that is the Torah where we're heading for, and we're on the way there. Nevertheless, Rav Kook is saying, don't jump the gun.
Right.
Got to be very, very careful. Tachat asher be'et amushara simchat olam ha'rosham. Rav Kook is pointing out that when we sin in the chet of the golden calf, we're told to take off our crowns, as opposed to the future, where the pasuk tells us that in Yemot HaMashiach, an eternal happiness will be on their heads. A happiness. There's nothing wrong with happiness when we're where we're supposed to be at spiritually. and then it's going to be an eternal happiness. Simcha she'me'olam ha'rosham, a simcha which can elevate every aspect of life, even the most physical aspects, to the proper happiness. Be'avdana tarotin, but in the time of the golden calf, when we were told to take off the happiness from our heads, take off the crowns from our heads, hitavlu ve'arva simchatam, we were told to mourn because we weren't yet prepared for that happiness. It was premature. Ken da'atziya shamay et ha'tzadim ha'gruim shem od mushrashim ba'avoneinu amok b'nefashot. And that's what Shammai is stressing. And as long as the problematic inclinations are deeply steeped into us, ingrained in us, v'shtzrichim od siruf, we need a lot of purification. That's our topic, right? To purify the hands, v'zikuk, u'shmira yetera, and we need more guidelines, and we need more stringencies, more decrees. Shemitzidam yevshar latir shurat ha-simcha b'milua, that you can't allow normal life, normal happiness. Normal happiness is to live a normal life with a lot less stringencies, a lot less strictures. Az yimalei schok pinu shanenu rina. Right, is obviously referring to that when we come back to Eretz Yisrael, in Yemot HaMashiach, that's when our mouths will be full of simcha. That's the time for total happiness. Afal pi shuruya unechona l'nefashot yesharot shekol sigan nifrad mehen, even though that even today there are people who are on that level, chassidim, whose happiness goes together with their spirituality, they're there already. Obviously different people to different extents, but that is found already in this world. Haya be'emet oto ayom, but nevertheless, that day, shebo haya echreach machreach latzig kol leila b'shar mishpat, that we had to take and pass the stringent decrees, kashe l'Yisrael kiyom shenasa bo ha'egel. Why was it such a difficult day, so difficult like the sin of the golden calf? Because unfortunately, we're still not where we want to be and should be. There is part of life which we have to forego for the time being. She'az nitgale b'fo'al ha'pra'ot ha'pnimiyot ha'tzfunot b'lev ha'niloz ech she'yotzot ha'po'alan ha'ra al yedei yitrachvut shel ha'natiyah l'simcha she'inena metuheret shel b'tzira shelo b'tahara. To pick the grapes that will make wine, which can be misused, they put down the decree, in our time, you have to be careful.
Yeah. And I-